Hey, it's Joanna Hunter, and I'm here for another episode of Into the Light Web podcast. And on this episode, we're going to be talking about money. So this is an Ask Joanna and Skylar session. So let's get into it.
Hey, and a very warm welcome to the Into the Light Web podcast with me, your hostess, Joanna Hunter, metaphysical teacher, spiritual life and business coach, published author, and the high priestess of the Light Web, a spiritual technology that will change your life. This is the place to be to talk everything under the Light Web, from consciousness, relationships, to money, to spiritual business, and everything in between.
Hey, so we get asked often here at Joanna Hunter HQ about money, about spiritual money and things. So instead of asking like one singular question for this, we're going to just kind of riff about money and see what comes through the channel and what kind of Skylar really wants to talk about in this session. So one of the things that comes through quite often about money and things like that is this idea that we have placed so many thoughts and ideas onto the frequency of money, right? So when I started kind of moving in spiritual circles way back when I was just 23 and I started going to spiritualist churches and things like that, that those type of organizations had actually very strong views on money. So a lot of people saw that money was evil, that it was bad, that it corrupted, it was this, it was that, it was the next thing. And I never really agreed with that because I always kind of associated money with a sense of freedom, because I saw that the people who were very, very deeply in lack consciousness and had very little money or little resources, doesn't always have to be money, but little resources, they were more likely to exhibit traits of lack consciousness and behaviors that were often unbecoming of them, basically, just to say it in layman's terms. They would exhibit behaviors of hoarding, behaviors of not sharing, behaviors of holding back, because their resources were limited. And we're not judging and blaming them for this. We're just stating that this is the observations that I would make in their energy fields. And I would see that they would hold their energy fields very tightly. When I started coming across people who had more abundant mindsets and literally had more to give, what I found was that these human beings had much less tighter energy fields. Their energy fields weren't as contracted. They were more wider and more open, and they were often more generous and more giving. And seeing this observation in people's energy fields, because I have the ability to see energy with the naked eye, what I was observing was like the contraction and the expansion of energy. And I saw that lack consciousness ultimately really, really contracted a person's energy. And because we have so many beliefs around money in particular, what happens is, like, I want you to think of like a person, and then I want you to think about, like, can that person throw their arms out wide? Well, when the person is free of anything and they're just standing in a space, there is nothing restricting them. Of course, they can throw their arms out wide. But what I want you to think about is every time that you have a type of belief that limits energy, it's like a strap is strapped around this person. And eventually what happens is that the person's energy field is so contracted that they can't even move their arms. And now they're limited within the space that they were once so free in. So as we grow up, part of the fun, according to Skylar, being human, is that we learn a bunch of these beliefs that literally tie us in knots, that literally restrict our energy field. Now, to a human level of consciousness, why would that be fun? That does not sound like any fun at all. In fact, if you're living in that level of consciousness, you're like, this is no fun. But to a soul, the soul has a truth within it. And that truth within the soul is that they always know that they're whole and complete. They know that they're love. It's a knowing. And a knowing is the same feeling that you get when you know that the grass is green or the sky is blue. You just know it. You don't need you know, other people to confirm it for you or really reiterate that. There's a knowing within you that that is just the way it is, right? After a while of living in your physical body, you know, for instance, my eyes are brown and I know that they're brown. So somebody tries to come along and tries to convince me that my eyes are blue, I'm like, no, my eyes are definitely dark brown. So like, I know. And that's what I want you to understand. So the soul is operating in this field of consciousness of pure knowing, and it knows that it's love. It knows that it's whole. And it knows that it's complete, and it knows that it's abundant. It's its nature, it just knows that it is those things. So there is no question. There is no room for a question within the knowing, right? So the knowing creates this absolute truth for the soul. And so imagine as a being with an absolute truth that you could go to a place and pretend that you don't know a damn thing. Pretend that you are limited when you know, like you know, like you know that you are an unlimited being of source energy. Now you can start to see where the fun comes in, right? Because like, oh, that sounds like a little holiday. That sounds like a little break from the knowing of what you are. And that's exactly what is happening here on Earth, is our incarnations is creating a powerful and very beautiful contrast to the knowing of the soul. On a soul level, on a human level, we're having to tough it out. We're feeling maybe limited, restricted, we're feeling frustrated, we're feeling angry, we're feeling annoyed. All of those emotions to the soul are actually quite fun, because those emotions don't normally exist in the true nature of the soul, when the soul is in its own form. But while it's in physical form, it has the ability to experience all of these contrasting emotions to its true nature. And so when it comes to the energy of money, we have placed a lot of limitations, a lot of restrictions, and we restrict the abundance that we are naturally. It's our birthright to be abundant. It is who we are. In essence, we are abundant beings. And often when you observe children, who I always think that children have just incarnated on Earth, right? So the younger the child, the closer they were to the spirit world. As that age progresses, the further they get away and they're learning, and they start to learn to become human. But if you look at very young children, the effortlessness by which very young children are often very giving, want other people to have. And then there comes this point where we have to start reminding our children to share, because they don't want to share anymore. At that point, our child has begun to literally learn limitation and are now afraid of limitation. It's become a fear within them, and it's a learned fear within that person. And so we are naturally abundant, and we are naturally in the frame of mind of that abundance, and we unlearn that. And so when it comes to money, money is this resource. And I always find that money, judgments that human beings have on money is like, get your popcorn, because it is such an entertaining thing for me. Because we attach so much stuff to it. We really, really do. We attach so much stuff, and me included. Over the years, I have attached a myriad of ideas and beliefs and ideologies to money, none of which were true, because money at the end of the day is just an energy. And I want you to think of just an energy as just is. It's neither good nor bad. The projection that we place upon money can create the goodness or the badness that so many of us can observe with things like money. So one of the things that Skylar has taught me, and this made me deeply uncomfortable. So I immediately hit up against one of my limitations, one of those straps that was holding my energy in, keeping it from being completely free, was money is an extension of magic. Money is the physical counterpart of magic. So this was also the moment, the pivot point that I created in my own life. It became a really powerful pivot point for me. Skylar teaches the law of duality. So it's a spiritual, universal, etheric law called the law of duality. And it simply states, for every energy, there is an equal and opposite energy. And so every energy has its counterpart. So what that means is there is an unseen world, and then there is a seen world. And every energy in the seen world has a physical count or a non-physical counterpart in the unseen world. And every unseen energy in the unseen world has a physical counterpart in the seen world. Well, money is the physical counterpart to the unseen energy of magic. So when you tell people, you know, what makes you feel magic, right? And they'll tell you about, you know, could be like your little pet tapping you on the nose and giving you like little nose kisses or something like that. And that moment in time feels magic, right? Like it's a feeling within. And there isn't like any sparkles or magic wands or any, you know, there's no physical evidence other than that situation happened. And then the feeling that bloomed inside of you was one of like, that feels magical to me, right? Like that feels really good. Like snow on Christmas Day, right? That's magical, right? That feels a magical moment too. And so although there is these physical things that happen in the physical world, the feeling is non-physical and it has no form. But then, you know, the form that magic takes is money. And at first, when I first heard this, it made me deeply, deeply uncomfortable because I had put money on a, I put a magic on a pedestal. And I realized that money was not on the same pedestal for me. And so one of the things that when I had to sit with this energy, when I first heard Skylar teach this teaching to me, because I was like, oh man, I don't know how I feel about this. So I've learned now. I used to like blow up at Skylar a lot and be like, what, are you kidding me? Like, this is such bullshit. But now, because I've eaten so much humble pie, I now like, okay, I'm going to have to sit with this. I'm going to have to ponder this. So that's what I did when I first heard that teaching, that magic, the physical extension of magic is money. And so I began seeing it. And the first thing I had to do was kind of strip off all of my beliefs around money, like the projections and judgments that I had placed on money, and strip money down into its essence and to its rawest form. And then I realized that it really totally is magic because it opens a lot of doors in this physical world, you know. And let me tell you, like, I have been to places like Bali, for instance, that was magical. But what allowed me to do that? Well, it was money. It was money that allowed me to buy the plane ticket. It was money that allowed me to spend an amazing, incredible week in a place like Bali. You know, and then I think about some of the other things that I've had, a lot of these things that I could really describe as magical, like the entry level into that world sometimes was money, right? And what this did for me and how this really helped me to transform in a really major way was something that was really, really powerful. And what it did to help me transform here was that I consider myself a magical person. But for many, many years, I was a magical money broke person, right? So I didn't have money, but I consider myself as somebody where magic came easy. I've always had such a huge awareness of the spirit world. So the magical realm, the realm of magic, that was my jam. That was my thing. So when Skylar finally taught me that magic was the physical counterpart of magic was money, and I thought, well, I've sorted magic. Like, I feel good with magic. Like, I am happy to channel magic. I'm happy to create magic. I am happy to share magic. I am happy to speak magic into being. This is an energy that I know very, very well. It was the moment that I realized that money was no longer out of reach for me, because I realized that if I have nailed magic, there was no reason why I couldn't nail the physical counterpart and that become a thing that would flow into my life, because I had a plethora of magic that I could flow into my non-physical life. And so then I knew, well, I can then start flowing the physical counterpart of that into my life. And it was kind of like a big old permission slip for me to begin to really, really work with the magic of money and money magic, and start to realize that there is an energy there. And as my heart softened towards magic, because this is one of the, or money even, one of the biggest problems that we have is that when people talk about money, they're often talk about money in a very hard-hearted way. I remember spending many, many years very angry at money, very, very angry at money. And I see this a lot in my clients, right? So money shows up and a client is like, well, it's not enough, right? Skylar also teaches where there's a trickle, there's a flow. I love that teaching because it means that just follow the source, right? Just follow the source. If there's a trickle, and I always get a little image of like here in Scotland, we have the most beautiful like little mountains. And sometimes when you're driving past, you see like a tiny little trickle of water. But I bet you if you could follow to the source of that water, you will find a bigger body of water. And it always is that way. And so when Skylar says, you know, where there's a trickle, there's a flow, I always know that if there's a small amount of money, there's a larger body of money behind it that could flow even in greater volume. And how we react to the trickle is often determining whether we get to switch the flow on or off. And a lot of people react badly to the trickle. They're like, it's not enough. And they are creating a rejecting energy that is forcing the energy of the flow out of their energy field. And the thing that they will only thing that they will experience is the trickle. And they might even experience the trickle drying up completely because they are so rejecting of the trickle. And so a big part of learning to kind of work with money and change your money consciousness is to begin to really tap into the idea of how can I switch that flow on? And you can switch that flow on by being positive to the trickle, like being, yes, universe, yes, this is what I'm talking about. More, please. And I remember having a very dear teacher. She's in the spirit world now. Her name is Baba Elmore. And I was in one of her classes and a guy asked about, you know, he was trying to manifest money. And you know, and I was all ears back then because I was like, I need to hear this too. And Bob Bell talked about money being laid at his feet. Did he ever pick up the coins that he saw on the street? And he was like, no. And I just remember so vividly her saying, and it was just this moment of like, what? And she said, so let me get this right. The universe is laying money at your feet and you are too good to pick it up. And I remember just like the moment that the light bulb switched on in the person she was speaking to, this guy that was just standing there and his like jaw dropped and I could literally see like a light bulb like appear above his head. Like it was like the penny just dropped and he was like, well, shit. And I will never forget those words, the universe is laying money at your feet. And I think, wow, like how many of us have turned around and been like, we're too good to pick it up. And yet we're like, please, universe, give me money. Please, universe, give me money. And then yet the money is at our feet. And we're like, I'm not going to bend up to pick that up. And why is it? Because it's a trickle. It's a penny, it's 2 pence, it's 20 pence, it's a pound coin, whatever it is, right? It's a trickle and like, I'm not bending down for a trickle. You got to meet the universe halfway sometimes, right? And so if you're asking the universe for money and you're rejecting the money the universe is laying at your feet, what you're doing is you're rejecting the opportunity for the flow. And it's learning to tap into that flow. Learning to begin to become one with the flow. Because the flow exists within you. It does not exist in the universe. It exists within you. It is all within you. And so working with the wisdom of Skylar and working with, I began to really learn how to tap into this universal flow and begin to really, really channel this universal flow into my life, into my business, into my business is just one conduit by which I can receive money, but I have many different conduits by which I can receive money. And this is another thing that we want to touch on today as well in today's conversation is that a lot of people get very attached. And again, that's the limitation and the limiting beliefs that money can only come to me this way. it's only through my job, or it's only through this channel, or it's only through this way, is the only way that I can receive money. And what happens is that that creates a rejecting energy in the energy field that actually rejects opportunity for money to flow in different ways. There is a myriad, millions, zillions, billions of different ways that money can flow into a human's life. However, if that human is attached to the idea that money can only flow through the channel of their job, there's only so much the universe can do, right? It can only flow so much money through that job before the IRS starts asking questions, right? Or the HMRC, like tax office, starts asking questions. So what we have to do as human beings is we have to start being open. We have to start opening our energy fields wide to being the best image that I have is like a funnel, that we have to start being a funnel for the abundance. That is our energy open wide, is our thoughts open wide to catching and receiving the universal energy that is already there. The energy that you're asking for, especially when it comes from money, the money already exists. You're not reinventing the wheel here. The money is already in the universe. How can it be flowed and channeled in greater quantities to you? Juicy question for you to ponder and ask. You know, and are you open to receiving it? Because many times we're closed to receiving it. We've created our own barriers. We've created our own blocks in a way to preventing the money from actually flowing in. And yet verbally we are like, hey, I'd like to have some more money. I would like to pay my bills with greater ease. I would like to have all of these wonderful, you know, opportunities and go on holiday and go and see this beautiful world that we live in and all of these things. Like, we have all these ideas and thoughts that are saying, hey, I'm really open to this. And then yet the actions that we take can really shut down our energy and be like, oh yeah, but like, you know, I can only earn through my job. No, you can earn a million different ways. There's so many different ways that money can come to you. And I remember having this discussion one day with my mom. And my mom, it was very attached to the idea that the only way that income could really come to her was through her job and a couple of other channels. And that was it. Like, that was her lot. And saying to my mom, you know, but, you know, income can come in so many different ways. It can come through so many different channels. It can come through so many different opportunities. And I said, why don't you start working with your energy and seeing what are all the different ways that it can actually begin to flow to you? And so, you know, she began doing, I laid out a kind of way for her to begin to open her energy. And so she began opening her consciousness and opening her energy to this idea of more. And unexpected sums of money started showing up in like weird ways and things like that. And like some like credit card, like did some weird audit thing. Like it was like something out of Monopoly, you know, like the chance cards, you know, like they're refunding you X, Y, Z, collect, da da da, at the bank. But these sort of things began happening to her. And it was very, very interesting to see, right? Because she was moving her consciousness and shifting her consciousness, and the universe was responding to the shift that she was making within her consciousness. And the universe will do that for you too, right? You don't have to be Joanna's mother in order for the universe to respond to your consciousness. It will change for you too. And this is what I have done in my life. I have been given this amazing gift of channeling Skylar, and their teachings have helped me to shift my consciousness. And here I am passing on some of these teachings to you with hope that it will help you to shift your consciousness to a more abundant consciousness. So if you've enjoyed today's kind of riff on money and opening ourselves up to bigger consciousness, we have two really incredible money programs for you coming up. We have Heal Your Abundance. So Heal Your Abundance is our beautiful framework. We take you through each letter of heal. So we take you through the H in week one, we take you through the E in week 2 and then the A in week 3 and then the L in week 4. And as we go through the heal framework, you will heal your relationship to abundance. And that's all abundance. So that's the abundance of your health, the abundance of your wealth, the abundance of your relationships, like anywhere where abundance can be, which is literally everywhere. We will work on healing those relationships and healing how you are interacting with the metaphysics and the energy of it, so that you can open your energy and create that wider funnel that allows more of that good stuff to come in your way. And that is going to be running throughout the whole of December. So come and join us. It is literally just $44 to join the Heal Your Abundance. And Heal Your Abundance is the perfect start and the perfect complement to my $1 million experiment. So my $1 million experiment is a year-long container. So you get access to all of the $1 million stuff for just 1 year. That's to make our experiment measurable. And then you get 52 lab notes. You get our $1 million experiment book. So you get access to an online copy of that that explains all about the experiment and explains how to start shifting your mindset into powerful new ways. So Heal Your Abundance will be a great start for the beginning of that. And then you'll get 52 podcast episodes that will be jam-packed with information on how to shift your money consciousness. And then as we are doing that, you will start on the 1st of January with that. At the moment of making this podcast, we are just coming up hot on about 600 participants have already signed up. In our 2021 experiment, one in every 297 participants became a self-made millionaire in that year. And so many of our participants said that they went from believing that they probably would never be a millionaire to fully believing it was only a matter of time before they created their very own $1 million year. So for $25, and we offer on both Heal Your Abundance, which is $44, and the $25 for a $1 million experiment, we offer an affiliate program as well. So we make it super accessible for everybody. So if you join the program and then join our rewards program, you can earn a 50% affiliate fee for everybody that you introduce to either Heal Your Abundance if you're part of that, or my $1 million experiment if you're part of that. And so you'll earn money. And so that means that if you introduce two people to either of those, you'll have made your money back on the program that you decided to be part of. We'd love to see you inside Heal Your Abundance and in the $1 million experiment. I know that this is going to be a terrific kind of beautiful pod of energy that is going to grow your money mindset and grow your abundance. So come and join us. And if you have any questions, pop them below this video or audio. I'll speak to you soon.